I would love for you to talk about. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to be able to hear you preach, and you were able to talk about how our own government here in the United States has really taken an interest. Even the top man has taken an interest in you. So tell us about that.
It's been a wonderful experience. talking about the top man, I was walking down the street in Washington on the 30th of June. My cell phone rang. I was on the line, and I heard this beep, beep, beep in my ear. Finally, I listened to the voicemail, and the voicemail went like this. Hi, this is Emily from the White House. We know you're here, and we wondered whether you could come and visit us tomorrow. We have a window of opportunity between 9:30 and 11, and if that doesn't work for you, we could do it sometime in the afternoon. But we'd love you to pop in and see us here. And so, of course, I called back and said, sorry, I've got to do some shopping at Walmart. So, there's no chance of me making the time to do it. But that interview came as a result, and I did not get to actually physically meet President Bush, but he did send me a gift and was very aware of my visit because the window of opportunity that I chose didn't quite work for him. But I spent some time briefing some of the very senior aides or directors of policy and planning and chief of staff and so on in the White House. So it was an incredible opportunity. But that came as a result of President Bush probably about 3 or 4 years ago announcing an aid package to Africa for HIV/AIDS. And through a very long process, we have become a recipient of that financial aid, which actually began on the 1st of July, just a couple of weeks back. That has led us into relationship with a lot of people in the embassy in South Africa. About 3 months ago, my phone rang, and it was the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria, and said, we have a number of Washington guests who are coming to South Africa, and we'd like for them to visit your church. I didn't ask the question, so who are they? And I said, sure. And 3 or 4 days before these guests were due to arrive, I had a phone call from basically the sort of FBI down there, and they said, we need to come and do a security sweep of your church. So I said, oh, who's coming? And so they then said, well, Michael Gerson, who's the chief of policy and strategic planning in the Bush administration, is coming. Kristen Silverberg, one of President Bush's deputy personal assistants, the first lady's personal assistants, Mark Dylan of the global office coordinator of HIV/AIDS in the State Department, The U.S. ambassador to South Africa, the chief of USAID in South Africa, and on went the list. It was so funny because we've been working through the book of James, and then I sort of looked at the passage that I was going to preach for the Sunday that all these guys are there. And guess what it was? James 4 verse 1. What causes all these wars and strife amongst you? And there you've got the policymaker sitting there. And I thought, oh no. So I opened my sermon with that Sunday, and I thought, I didn't know what to do, but we went down the route of sort of personal conflict and not national wars.
Good play.
I later found out that they had actually flown over to meet with us and only us in South Africa. And what really was so exciting was to find out that President Bush had asked them to identify an evangelical organization doing some effective HIV/AIDS work. And somehow, by God's grace, we came out as the number one organization. And so they flew across to the country to see the local church behind that, and then did an hour and a half tour of Living Hope, and then asked questions for about another hour. When they heard that I was coming to Washington to brief the guys on USAID, they somehow tracked me down and invited me to talk to some of the folk in the White House. So it's an incredible thing. HIV/AIDS, the ministry to folk with HIV/AIDS, gives you a ticket to minister in the White House. Mm. Mm. And perhaps after a break I can tell another story about an opportunity to minister to every witch doctor in the area.